This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi everyone, this is Shovik and welcome to the Mint TechCetera podcast. I cover technology for Mint, where we try to make boring tech sound cool for you and hope that we don't end up making cool tech sound boring. Tune in as we decode the latest from the world of technology in India and around the world every week. This episode is hosted by Prasid Banerjee. Over to you, Prasid.
Thanks a lot, Shovik.
So over the past couple of episodes, we have talked about virtual twins, what they do, their use in life sciences, manufacturing, and many other places. But until now, our discussions have revolved around examples of virtual twins and the associated technology. Today, however, I'm talking to Sudarshan Mogasale, CEO of Dassa Systems Solutions Lab in India, and Hemant Gadgil, Executive Director of La Foundation at Dassa Systems in India. We'll talk about research and development and other aspects of this technology. Sudarshan and Hemant, welcome to TechCetera.
Thank you, Prasid. Great to be here.
Thank you, Prasid, and very happy to join this session.
Sudarshan, let me start with you. You lead R&D in India, right? So what I want to know is, what was the journey that led us to virtual twins? You know, I'm really curious to know things like AI, data analytics, all of this essentially goes hand to hand with virtual twins, right? How did all of it come together?
Sure, Prasiddha. Let me first start with what is virtual twin. A lot of people talk about virtual twin, digitization, etc., and use them interchangeably. However, when we speak about virtual twin, we are very clear on what we mean. It is not just dimensionally correct digital copy. It should include behavior and experience. It's digital replica of physical product and also the method to make it. In that sense, it is richer than the actual physical product. For example, if we talk about car's virtual twin, it's not only the digital replica of the car, but also its behavior, its driving experience, and the method to make it. We go one step beyond human-made physical products. We talk about virtual twin of the complete system. It's not enough to talk any product in isolation of the system, Prasid. We should include its usage as well. In the earlier example of car, we go beyond the car and include the road and the system that it runs. That is virtual twin of the city. Our vision of virtual twin is beyond human-made physical product and infrastructure. It also includes nature and life. This is where it becomes interesting, Prasid. We talk about virtual twin of human body. Why human? Because ultimately, human beings are going to experience these products. For example, when we talk about human body, for example, we are talking on a project called Living Heart, which is complete replica of human heart in digital form, where surgeon can do a virtual surgery before doing real surgery. This is not about a heart model. It's about personalized virtual heart. This is really big. Now, coming to your other question, Prasid, how this virtual twin is connected to AI, ML, data analytics, and all these latest technologies? I see companies investing a lot of money and time in this technology and create piecemeal solutions that solve one business problem and open up one business opportunity, maybe. However, I believe that it is extremely important for companies to think holistically and build their product as well as businesses virtual twin of that. Before really implementing any AI, ML, you unlock full power of this technology. This AI, ML, data analytics as base. This is a foundation. Imagine you are a car maker. If you don't have a virtual twin of the car, for example, you will invest on data analytics to find trends in sales, run AI algorithm to predict the trend. If you have virtual twin, you can definitely do the trend analysis. Then you can do holistic things. You can optimize your product, your car in this case, right from concept, design to manufacture, sale, service, entire ecosystem. You can really do it. The power of AI, ML, data analytics multiplies when you have virtual twin before. Otherwise, it is in silos. This is the real superpower, Prasid.
Got it. And how does your work at the Solutions Lab contribute to virtual twin technology?
Okay, coming to Dassault Systèmes Solution Lab in India, we are part of Dassault Systèmes R&D network. It's a global R&D ecosystem. We contribute to almost all brands and products of Dassault Systèmes. Okay. I'm really proud the products which you see and use today in the market and the one which are going to come. Many of the technological breakthrough, we have brought it from India and rest of the labs world over. It's a cumulative effort for sure. I'm really happy that we are touching the life, creating breakthrough in the industry and improving the human life. This is the mission Dassault Systèmes has. I'm really happy that we are contributing from India.
It's interesting, like you said, that you know, you're making an impact on industry. Any technology, and especially newer technologies like virtual twins, they have to bring business benefits to your customers. And you're, of course, working with global customers, right? So I wanted to know, you know, how it is bringing these business benefits and also how it is important for India itself.
Good question, Prasid. This is a very important topic here. Virtual twins are already bringing business value to many of our customers worldwide. Let me take an example of Renault. You know the famous car maker. Renault is using our virtual twin technology and extending it, for example, to costing and purchasing as well. You know, any car maker faces a challenge of balancing sustainability with the regulatory requirement and also inflation of the market.
Yeah.
The raw material cost is fluctuating worldwide because of multiple factors, you know this, like armed conflict, disruption in supply chain, situations like pandemic, natural calamities, climate change. These are all the factors which are really fluctuating your material cost. Raw material drive the cost of the part, which in turn drive the cost of the vehicle and the price of the vehicle for sure. And this in turn drives the business and return on investment. Our cost analytics, cost intelligence solution that connects to virtual twin of the car. This can help optimize and to reduce the impact of done without virtual twin. Virtual twin provides ability to perform intelligent what if analysis and be ready with alternate designs approaches to tackle such eventualities. Imagine if you don't have virtual twin today, it would have been awesome. You can optimize your design, you can optimize your manufacturing and the cost and the price and the business. This power comes because of virtual twin, Prasid. That's the power here. Now, you asked interesting question, how it is relevant to India. This is very much relevant to India. As you know, India market is extremely sensitive to cost and the value. We Indians always check kitna hota, you know, how much it costs. And whether I really kitna saal aayega, you know, how many years it will come, you know. In Indian market, cost of rework is very high and such costs are very sensitive in this constrained economy. So. Hence, every company in India need to adopt virtual twin technology and do all the experiments digitally even before they produce, even the first prototype. That's what I strongly believe. They need to find out the right use cases to build the virtual twin and experiment with it and really decide what is the right product to bring it to the market. This becomes much more relevant in India compared to worldwide economies.
Interesting. And any technology today has to be sustainable, right? There is a sustainability element attached to it. Are virtual twins also related to sustainability? How do they relate to sustainability?
This is a good question, Prasid, again. Sustainability is not new to Dassault System.
Okay.
This is why we brought this virtual twin technology. Virtual twin technology is a foundation for any sustainability initiative. As you know, under sustainability, we speak about impact to nature, whether it is energy usage, water usage, carbon footprint. We also need to think of lifetime impact of the product to the nature. During the design process, we need to choose materials that impact less to nature, right from mining to manufacturing to usage. We need to think of reusage of the same material. We need to see the carbon footprint of the product in its entire lifetime. Such assessments can't be done precisely without virtual twin. When you have a digital copy of the product that you want to develop, you can play with it using different scenarios by changing the material, changing the manufacturing methods, by changing supply chain or distribution methodology. All these are possible holistically if you have virtual twin. If not, it's all in bits and pieces. For example, some of our worldwide customers are using our application to reduce carbon emission. It not only predicts the carbon emission, but also helps in optimizing the design to reduce it. We have solutions to optimize the weight of the product, keeping in mind all the performance parameters. Less weight means less material and less impact to the world, nature. Our generative design solutions can give designs automatically that is better than human-made designs in many cases, keeping in mind the design parameters. Our solutions can reduce the number of parts needed, reduce the manufacturing time, reduce the cost of manufacturing. Imagine you are a manufacturer of plastic bottle. If you reduce few grams of plastic in every bottle without sacrificing any of the performance or experience of the bottle, you will save tons of plastic that is going into garbage. So companies, I strongly believe companies need to invest in creating virtual twin even before investing in sustainability. This way, they can really empower their businesses to be sustainable.
And where's the future? Where is all of this sort of leading us to? We have virtual twins today for, say, building factories, automotive manufacturing, life sciences, and much more, right? But where are we headed? When we hear of it, you know, we think of science fiction use cases. Is that how you guys also think of it? How do you see it moving forward?
Okay, so Prasid, our vision is very clear. This is what differentiates Dassault System with other companies. We work on helping our customers to become sustainable by harmonizing product, nature, and life. We work on three sectors to do it. For products, we are in manufacturing sector. For nature, we are in cities, infrastructure. For life, we are in life sciences and healthcare. We want to help build virtual twins of all this sector. We believe human is at the center of everything. We want to build virtual twin of entire human body, which is personalized. This is not a gaming avatar. It is a scientific human copy, human replica. We want to try medicines, do surgeries on virtual humans first before we do it on actual human being. We want all products that we use to be sustainable and have zero impact on the nature. We should not mine earth unnecessarily and do recycle to the maximum. In other words, circularity. We call it metamorphosis. What it means, this is a material that is car today can be a table tomorrow or a decorative item day after. So these are all possible with such kind of technologies. We want to optimize the cities and improve the human experience. These are not science fictions. This is pure science and engineering. These are happening worldwide in bits and pieces already. This needs to spread widely, including in India. Dassault system is at the center of this whole new world. Virtual twin is one of the enabling technology that is core to this. It's not a gaming avatar or a dimensional product, but real scientific replica of physical world. We are a scientific company that brings such technology, Prasid.
Interesting. So Hemant, let me bring you in. You lead Dassault Systems CSR efforts, right? The Dassault Systems Foundation, the La Foundation. Is it also related to virtual twins? Is the charter related to virtual twins? What is the charter for the foundation?
Yes, Prasid, the La Foundation, Dassault Systems is the CSR efforts of Dassault Systems. And Sudarshan spoke about emerging technologies and the vision. Our view is if our young generation doesn't understand all of these and they are not aware how the emerging technologies are coming up, we will not be able to see these transformations in the coming years. So we want to see India participate and lead in this new world of technologies. And there's a saying that if you feed a person, it is helpful to him for probably next 4 hours. But if you teach person how to earn his food, it comes handy for his life. So with the same spirit, La Foundation Dassault Systems, the foundation that is set up by Dassault Systems for CSR, is giving back to Indian society in the area of education, research, and social development through technologies. This is the best gift we believe any foundation can give to the society, to empower our students with the knowledge and know-how of the emerging technologies. You asked about the charter of La Foundation. So La Foundation's charter is to transform the way we learn, discover, and protect our heritage. And 3D digital technologies, the virtual simulations, accelerate this transformation, encouraging innovations, and prepares the students to be future ready. So through various actions, the programs, our foundation is supporting to foster such innovation and integrate sustainable development into the levels of education and learning. We are allowing students to be equipped with these emerging technologies, how the virtual technologies could be used for developing sustainable products, and giving students broader access to such virtual worlds and 3D content allows students to work both collaboratively and independently to unleash their creative thinking to be prepared for their future. And in this context, exposure to our next generation students about the virtual twin experience is very essential, which provides them the platform for natural way of learning and exploration. So through our various programs, we have been encouraging students to learn these technologies and start using it while they are still in their studies.
So you mentioned students quite a few times while talking, right? So you're obviously working with Indian schools, universities, and I'm guessing at a pretty extensive level, right? So how are sort of Indian universities and schools adopting virtual twin technologies? How are they using them? Is it helping transform education today?
Yes, Prasidh, and as our charter is clearly about transforming the education, transforming the research, La Foundation is closely connected with Indian academia to support them in their transformation journey. Over the last few years, we have seen many of our universities, many of our colleges, and even the schools are adopting this transformation. So our endeavor as a foundation is to help them in this transformation journey. I'm very happy to share that today we are connected with almost 350 plus engineering colleges in India, universities, and of course 150 plus schools across 29 states and union territories of our country. So we are covering the width and breadth of India and bringing such technologies at the universities, at the engineering colleges, and at the school. So we are encouraging and supporting 3D virtual technology-driven research projects in Indian universities. Research projects which ultimately will benefit the society, help our citizens to have access to green energy, drinkable water, pollution-free environment, improved and affordable healthcare. So our projects, what we support in these universities, help achieving these objectives through virtual technologies. We are also encouraging universities and engineering colleges to develop curriculum, because once the curriculum adopts these technologies as a means of teaching and developing our students with the 3D digital learning content on emerging technologies, will help students to be ready for the future. We are also running engineering job roles oriented internship programs for them, offer industry defined, industry mentored projects, build collaborative ecosystem of industries and academia to empower students to be future ready. So these are essential parts of the new education policy which was announced in 2020. And one of our endeavor is also to help universities, colleges, and schools to be aligned with implementation of new education policy. With engineering colleges, universities, we work at one axis. With the schools, we feel that India is now fast emerging as the startup ecosystem of the world. And if we want to encourage our young generation to be the future innovators, to be the future entrepreneurs, we feel that the seeding should start happening at the school level. And for this, we have launched a program, which is a very innovative program by our foundation called as Made in 3D Seed the Future Entrepreneurs Programs. This is a program for school students to groom them to be the future innovators, future entrepreneurs. And through this program, we are working very closely with Atal Innovation Mission of Niti Aayog Government of India. We are running this program for the school students in the age group of 12 to 16. And we believe that this is the right age to seed this idea, this concept in the students, so that they can start thinking about it. This year, we have been running this program for since 2020, and this is the fourth year of our operation. This year, we have 140 schools across 29 states of our country. And in this program, each school selects 6 students and a teacher, and they work as a startup. And this is a program which runs for 6 to 8 months. And as part of this program, each of these school startups, they have to identify a dream product. They have to design this dream product using virtual technologies. They have to manufacture it. And they have to also create a marketing campaign, which includes product brochure, product advertisement video, and a pricing strategy. So this gives them a real feel of how startup works, how innovation happens, how product development happens, and how to use such technologies. And the students have done amazing work with these kind of programs, which encourages and which unleashes their creative power.
Interesting. That's a lot of work with the students and schools, and I'm assuming professors and teachers in India as well, right? Do you want to highlight any of the sort of achievements that you've had, any use cases that you've seen that's really worked?
Yeah, so Prasid, through all of these programs, we are working very closely with the universities, engineering colleges and students. And what we have realized is that given the right platform, access to the technology and mentoring by experts, students do miracles. And this is seen over last 6 years of our working in India as a foundation. To highlight few of the achievements or acknowledgement, I would quote that La Foundation India, we have received best CSR awards consecutively for last 4 years under education and skill development category. For the Seed the Future Entrepreneur program, last year's finale, which happened in the month of June, this entire event was declared as a G20 event under Startup 20 track. And this is one of the great recognition I feel for the work the students are doing. And the top three winning school startups were invited to showcase their innovation at the Shikhar Summit of G20 Startup 20 track, which happened in Gurgaon in July. Not only that, these schools who are part of our program, they have been invited to showcase their innovation, showcase their work in many events which were inaugurated by our Honorable Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi ji. And students got a chance to interact with him, explain to him the work they are doing. And I believe this is one of the lifetime memories for these students to have such opportunities through this program. So to conclude on this is, again, I want to repeat, given the right platform, access to the technologies and mentoring by experts, our students have the potential to do the miracles, and that is what we aim to create through our foundation activities.
Right. And I do agree with you there. It's actually very good to know that, you know, so much is happening in India and from India. And I wish you guys luck, and I hope this can sort of keep going on. Sudarshan, Hemant, thanks a lot for joining us on Tech Cetera.
Thank you, Prasid. Thanks for this opportunity.
So there you have it. A lot of work is being done from India on these virtual twins. And it's also interesting to know that, you know, a lot of work is being done at the very ground levels with students and teachers as well. All of this has led us to the Dassault Systems 3D Experience Forum. And in the next episode, you will hear more from the forum and voices from the forum itself. This episode was brought to you by Dassault Systems.
So that's that for this episode. We really hope that you enjoyed what we discussed. And if you have suggestions in terms of what more we can cover as part of our podcast, do let us know. You can catch me at Distant Vicinity on Twitter and at Shovik Das on Instagram. Thank you so much. See you next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.